You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Draws seem to be the theme for Tottenham at the moment, Lee.
Yeah, you're right, they do. I don't know if that's because the manager's, you know, still trying to get things right, or if they've got that lack of killer instinct, and probably a little bit of both, really, because, you know, it's not like they're not conceding, is it? I know they got a 0-0 draw against Liverpool, but, you know, you look at the other, you know, the Premier League matches, the 2-2 against Swansea. Then they had that 4-1 against Man City, which seemed to come out of nowhere. They had the 1-1 against Monaco. They're a tricky team to figure out a lot of the time. But I think these kind of games give you the ability to go away and, you know, try and, you know, get your defensive shape right. Obviously, team news is absolutely everything. I know we say this every single week, but it does bear thinking about. That 1-1 in Monaco's not a bad result. Couldn't quite hang on after they got the lead through Lamella. I think Anderlecht will score against Tottenham. Both teams to score would be a play for me here. Anderlecht, you know, the home form, they've scored in all but one of the games. The one didn't score in was the opener against Genk. One player I've been having a look at from the Anderlecht side of things is an Italian striker called Stefano Okaka. 6 goals he's got in 10 in the Anderlecht top division. Scored 2 at the weekend against Zulte Waregem. Scored 1 before that against Mechelen. Scored in the previous 2 Premier League games as well. Now, he hasn't scored in the Europa League, so that's maybe something to bear in mind. You know, he's obviously a striker who's in form, and I think they will get a goal at least against Tottenham. So maybe worth having a quick look at him. He's 9-5 to score any time on his own patch. Obviously, you know, the same thing stands here. If Kane plays, then I like his price of 13-10, but I doubt he'll play. You know, Lamella's 23-10. You know, again, Christian Eriksen, if he gives him a game, worth having a look at 19-10. But so difficult to know what team is definitely going to play here.
Yes, it's always the case, isn't it, with Spurs in the Europa League. One thing I think is worthy of highlighting is Anderlecht's home record. Their last home defeat was in March, and before that, their previous home defeat was in October 2014, so they're very good at
very
home.
Strong. Yeah.
I just wonder if Spurs would be happy to go here and get a draw, just as you're kind of alluding to there. Don't think there'd be many goals, so would under 2.5 goals and the draw at 3-1 become a play?
Yeah, you could look at that, couldn't you? 0-0 or 1-1, and I think both teams will score, so I'd be looking more on the 1-1 side of it. But yeah, I mean, that's the way these things work. You know, you look at these groups, with the level of opposition that you've got here, Tottenham, Karabag, Monaco, Anderlecht, you would be expecting to win your home games. If you go away and get points, then you'll get through to the next stage. Yeah. Simple as that. That's been the Tottenham way. It was the Fulham way back when Roy Hodgson did so well with them. And I think that's what they'll look at. I don't think they'll be too expansive away from home in this game. Interesting enough, Kane did play in that last game, didn't he? When they only got the 1-1 draw. I think Son was injured quite late on before the match.
Yeah.
So again, yeah, always worth looking at the team news on these matches.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.